be here and meet in your presence and worship you, God. I pray that tonight will go well, that your presence will be here, and that you will just work in our hearts. Lord, I thank you for this time that we get to meet as a leadership group, and I pray that you will just anoint PJ and help us learn together. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Amen. So something I've been wanting to do for some time is to start talking to you some about leadership and growing you as a leader and to help you develop as a spiritual leader. So I don't know if you've thought of yourself as a spiritual leader. I don't know if you've thought about maybe the pressure that is or what that means, but you are leading others in their spiritual walk with God. So there are people that are looking at you and they are growing closer to God based on their relationship, based on your relationship with God. So in their relationship with God, how they know Him, how close they are to God, what they're doing in Him is in some ways affected by where you are in that process and how you're growing in that process. So like, for example, if I myself, as the youth pastor, get closer to God, if I know something greater about God, if I begin to walk in a gift of a spirit that I haven't before or learn some new insight from God's word, guess what happens to our youth group? All of you grow. All of you get that. On the other hand, if I don't grow spiritually, in fact, if I'm getting weaker spiritually, what's going to happen to our entire youth group is the entire group is going to get weaker because I'm, you know, leading the group. But you are also leading, right? You don't just have the name leadership or intern. You are a leader. And so that's the reason you were asked to be leaders, because you were already doing that. So if you're a spiritual leader, you need to ask yourself, am I growing spiritually? Because then the people that are following you won't be growing spiritually if you're not. And if you are, then they're going to be growing spiritually. Now, that's not like I'm an instant spiritually perfect. That's am I growing? Okay, not am I perfect? Because I'm not perfect. I've never met a perfect one. But are you growing spiritually? So I want to help you grow spiritually, but specifically we're talking about our leadership and growing in spiritual leadership and how we lead others, how we grow personally so that we can lead each other better. So I'm going to talk about a word tonight, and the word is faithfulness. Faithful. So let me ask you, what when you hear faithful, what comes to your mind?
To stay true.
To stay true?
Just say devoted. That was
devoted. Anybody else? Yeah, so faithfulness could mean loyal, constant, trustworthy. You kind of have an idea of it. That's a very important thing to God and to your life. If you want to do things for God, you will be limited in what you can do based on your faithfulness. Your leadership will never go beyond your level of faithfulness. So we have to be faithful people. And I think you are. I'm not doing this talk and because you're not faithful. But I'm challenging you to always grow. And this is an area where I think we can all grow. Everybody knows how important it is to be faithful. You want a faithful friend. Like your friends, you want them to be faithful to you. And not like one moment they're talking behind you and the next moment they're your friend. You want faithful friends, okay? In a marriage like mine, faithfulness is very important, right? In fact, you might say one of the most important things is that you stay faithful to each other in a marriage, right? If one of us is not faithful, then that's going to cause either destroy or cause very much damage to the relationship. So that's obvious when it's talking about relationships like that. And so we know that it is important, but I don't think that we always, we don't necessarily think about it in all in different areas of our life and how it affects us with God. And so if you want to lead spiritually, you must be a faithful person. If you want to do things for God, you got to be faithful. You got to be faithful to the Lord, but faithful to His ministry, faithful to the things He's provided for you, faithful in obedience. You have to be faithful. So I'm going to read you a couple scriptures really quick, and then we're going to talk about some practical signs of this. So Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man will abound with blessings. So this is what it's saying. The Lord is going to bless you if you're faithful. When you're faithful to the things He's given you, He will bless you. Luke 16:10, one who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest or unfaithful in very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have been faithful in unrighteous wealth, so like things of the world, who will entrust you with true riches, like heavenly things, godly things, leadership, okay? And if you have not been faithful, if you have not been faithful in what, in that which is another's, sorry, the way they word this, who will give you that which is your own? So let me read it to you from the Message Bible, Chris. He just kind of makes it like, okay, what? Okay. If you're honest in small things, if you're faithful in small things, you'll be honest in big things. If you're a crook in small things, you'll be a crook in big things. If you're honest in small jobs, I'm sorry, if you're not honest in small jobs, who will put you in charge of the store? Like if you can't do the little things, they're not going to put you in charge of the big things. If you work at Chick-fil-A and you can't put the right food in the bag, they're not going to make you the manager, okay? So that's kind of what he's saying there. So do you want God to do great things in your life? I think that you do. Then you have to be faithful in the small things. You want the great things. He says you got to be faithful in the small things. When you're faithful in the small, he begins to give you more. He gives you bigger things. So when I began as youth pastor 10 years ago, next Sunday, the youth group was about 20, if everyone actually came, okay, which meant it wasn't. It was one time there was the people on the stage and one person running the sound booth and one person in the audience for worship. That was it. And the person in the audience was my cousin Randy, if you know him. So that was not a high moment in my life, period, okay? And there were many times, I can tell you, that there were many, many, many nights in a row, weeks in a row, where I just was like, I am ready to quit. I'm way better at being a band director. I'm just leaving. I don't want to do this anymore. But what I did was I remained faithful. I remained faithful even though it was not something, it was a small thing, there was not much going on, it was not something I was enjoying, but I remained faithful. And now I get to reap the fruit of faithfulness. If I would have quit then, I would not be doing what I'm doing now. Okay, and there would be many people who do not have a relationship with God. Maybe God would have raised somebody else up. But there would not certainly be experiencing the things, because I had to stay faithful then, in the small things. And you know, everybody thinks they're faithful until something is hard, right? It's like, yes, I'm very faithful. And then all of a sudden, something is difficult or somebody talks about them or does this thing. It's like, well, I'm leaving. In fact, people are very unfaithful to church now because there's another one right there and right there and right there. And if you don't like something, you just up and leave and you go to the next. Now, we have some faithful people in here. You've been a part. You've been here. And I'm not worried about you just up and leaving next week. That's not why I'm doing this. But you're thinking, you've been faithful there. Here's a great question, though. Is there some end to your faithfulness? Let's just say to the church. I hope not. But a lot of people, there is. It's like, well, you know, if this happens or this doesn't happen and I'm gone, okay? Now, I say that because you want to lead people spiritually. If there's an end to your faithfulness, there's going to be an end to your spiritual leadership. Now, not just being faithful to the church, being faithful to other things, but we need to be faithful. Faithful in small things. So, what would that look like for you? What is it for you to be faithful in small things? Are you faithful with your money to God? Are you faithful in your devotional time? Your spiritual leadership will hinge on your knowledge of Scripture. So I'm not saying, oh, you missed, you're not doing it every single day, you can't be a spiritual leader. Well, are you doing it at least every week? You know, if you're faithful in small things, he'll give you more things. Are you faithful so all of you have been put in charge of a discipleship group. Have you been faithful to contact those people and check up on those people and pray for those people? If you have, awesome. If you haven't, be faithful, be loyal, be committed, be working hard, doing those things. So you're like, well, this doesn't seem like a big thing. It's two people and all this. If you're faithful in small things, he will give you bigger things. So when God gives you an opportunity, no matter how small it seems, how silly it seems, be faithful in that. Work hard in that. Say, I'm going to do this for God, and you will do more. Now, if you guys all grow spiritually, our youth group is going to get better. If you become consistent, more consistent, and you are consistent, I'm not, like I said, this is not like I was saying, oh, they need to get faith. No, this is a challenge for you to go. You're here. You're already way up here. Well, can we go further? What area can I be more faithful in? So is faithfulness something you do one time? That doesn't sound like faithful. Okay, oh, he did it once. Okay, great. That doesn't sound like faithfulness is something I continue to do. There's a constant to it. So you have to be continually doing it, continually faithful. I feel like it got like really hot in here. Is it just me? Okay, well, we're almost done. She's about to fall asleep because it's so warm, right?
I'm not.
Oh, okay, it looked like you were tired. Okay, okay, let me keep going. So what was the last thing I said before I got hot? I don't remember. Okay. I get really
raising the bar.
Yeah, oh, I'm on this piece of paper now. Okay, who does faithfulness benefit? Others. Others first. So this is one thing, like, okay, joy is something that's great for me, okay, and it helps others too. It's like me first, others second, because if I'm more joyful, it's going to be good for the people around me. But I get to experience joy first. I get to experience peace first. It helps others, because you don't want to be around somebody that doesn't have peace. Faithfulness goes the other way first. Faithfulness is about other people. If faithfulness, it says being faithful to another man's work in that passage that we read. It's about being faithful to somebody else. It's not about necessarily being faithful to yourself. That's our culture. You've got to be true to you, whatever that even means. But it's about being faithful to others, being faithful to your discipleship group, being faithful to the church that God has put you in. You know, it's easy. It should be easy for you to be faithful here because this church was faithful to you first. You know what I mean? Like, we were here for you, and we've been ministering to you. You grew in God. Many of you, when you came into this church, you didn't even know God. And now, you know, you're so different. So if the church has been faithful to you, it should be easy for you to be faithful back. But it's faithful to something else. Now, it comes back to you, right? Because God blesses those who are faithful. If you're faithful to your friends and you're faithful to those, you have better friendships. You have more opportunities. So it's both ways, but it starts that way. Then I was thinking about this, you know, like, you're talking about being faithful to something. That doesn't mean that you do something for the rest of your life, okay? I was thinking about a former intern who's gone now. Well, obviously, Matt is not going to be an intern here until he's 80, okay? There's going to be a day when it is time for him to go on. Now, if he gets mad next week because of something that happened and this person says something about him and he goes off and leaves, that's unfaithful. If God calls him into a ministry, into another church, and he comes and talks to me and says, I believe God's calling me there, and we pray about it, and I say, yes, that's what's going on, and then he goes, that's being faithful. You see what I'm saying? God's called him to a new area. And so it doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to be a discipleship group leader forever, or you're going to be doing whatever it is. But right now, I'm faithful in this until not it gets difficult, because it's going to get difficult. If you quit when something's difficult, you're not going to lead very far spiritually, okay? But until God calls me to something else. And don't let difficulty be a deception for God calling you to something else, right? Oh, it's hard. I just need to move on. That's probably God testing your faithfulness. And you get through that, and he'll bring you to another level of spiritual leadership. So, are you faithful? Are you faithful to God in different? Is there an area where you want to increase in faithfulness? Maybe you need to say, okay, this is summer. I have no more excuse to not read my Bible at least twice a week, okay? Or have whatever number you want to put on that. I have no more excuse to not do this thing. Or maybe you've had a burden on your heart to do something, something you've been wanting to do more, and you kind of do it here and there. Why don't we say, okay, I'm going to start being faithful. It seems like a small thing, and let it become a big thing. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for our team, our leaders. I pray that you would reward their faithfulness. I'm so thankful that they have served and are continuing to serve here. We believe that lives are changed because of them. I pray that you would help them grow in their faithfulness, Lord, and receive the true blessings in their life from that. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.